How the goals of the championship overall, with eight wins this year, a lot of career highs. Would you consider this year successful regardless of the championship?
I would say it's certainly been a successful year, but I don't think it would be truly successful without being able to bring home that championship. Obviously, that's what we strive for and live for and build our seasons around each and every year, is to be able to get to the Final Four. And we know you got to be in it to win it. And certainly we've been there now, the last four seasons. We've only brought it home in the first year. So got to figure out ways to bring it home every year and have more opportunities to collect these trophies. I mean, yes and no. I guess it depends on who you lose it to, right? Obviously Harvick's done a phenomenal job. Those guys in that group have been so good all season long and even into the late stages of last year. So, you lose it to him and it's like, yeah, okay, I can see why they got it. But in all honesty, I feel like we've been right there toe-to-toe with him. He wins a week, I can win a week. He wins a week, I can win a week. Truex wins a week, I win a week. He wins a week, So that's kind of the way this season's gone. Yeah, I would agree with that statement. Just he's been there. He's been consistent. He's been good. He hasn't necessarily performed to the level of the big three. And that's no shake on them at all. It's just a fact of the matter. So if he wins the title over the rest of us, then that would certainly be a little bit more disappointing.
Everyone's got their own reasons, but why are you guys gonna win?
Great question. I think everybody does have their pros and has their cons. For us, I just look at it as though we've been really fast here as a group every single year we've been down here. And, first and foremost, you have to have a fast race car. Last year we were the fastest car. Fastest cars don't always win the race. You got to have other things kind of go your way, but, it's much easier and your job is a lot more calculated if you have that fast car.
Other drivers in the past have said, the first championship's great. It's really the second one that sets you apart. Do you feel that way too?
I would say so. Obviously, you kind of see it right now with this group of four. You've got three one-timers and a zero-timer, but that will allow either another one-timer, which only leaves Jimmy as the only repeat champion, or finally you see another guy kind of step into his own with being able to win too. And there's been a lot of great champions in our sport, and many of them only have that one championship. And so I think it would just solidify the first and making your history in the sport.
Does the talent level of the group of drivers force all of you to elevate your game?
Definitely. Logano's nickname was sliced bread for a long time, right? And so I would say that, Kevin, myself, and Truex, especially the last couple of years, has certainly come into his own and being the best of the sport as well, too, and having fast cars and doing a good job with them. So Truex has won championships before in Xfinity and last year here in this format. And I think that you do. You got to be the best of the best on that day. And I felt like we were that guy. We ran Truex down, and I tried to put myself in position to pressure him, and he did a good job of not folding under the pressure and being able to make his car just fast enough that I couldn't get by.
Have you ever played that in your head and know what you'll do going into that if that should happen on Sunday?
I've replayed it in my mind over and over again, yeah. And again, during different times during this year and stuff, and try not to get too far ahead of myself of whether or not I would be a Final Four contender. And now that I am, I've yet to gone back and rewatch last year's race. I'm starting that now. It'll be tonight's project and tomorrow's project, obviously, but be interesting to see what I can learn and figure out. And you try to learn from your mistakes and not allow the same thing to happen over again.
So you've never watched it back?
I have not watched it back yet. I wouldn't say I'm any more now than I was last year, or 16 or 15. I mean, I feel like when you get to this Final Four and with the amount of things that I do and work on in myself and for myself, for my team and all of that, I've gone through the same steps every single year, and so I feel like we've got the right things going our way. And, what I do and my routine, my ritual for preparing for this week has been really good. I think it's top notch, and it's only worked once, so maybe I need to figure out something else to do.
Kyle, you mentioned the second championship kind of starting to set one of you guys apart, but you've done that a little bit with the wins this year, crossing 50. Do you feel like this season has started to set you into your own different legacy among the Cup Series?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I've won eight races before in 2008. I think ever since I've joined Joe Gibbs Racing, we've obviously had great success, and you know, it's been a lot of fun, and we've had a good time with Toyota, with M&Ms, and with different crew chiefs, but mostly with Adam Stevens. And you know, it's now just time to you know, win these things and finish the job and bring it home. You know, it would certainly be nice to have more than just one championship when we're all done.
People talk about Cole and Martin having a dynamic that makes them click. What is it about you and Adam that makes you guys work so well together?
I'm not sure what it is exactly, but, you know, I think we're both very fiery. We both really dig in and put our head to our work, and we do a good job. You know, I talk about the car, and he listens, and he's able to figure things out that can help me and help the car fix what we have going on. And, you know, he's not scared to be able to put out there too, hey, you think you're doing this wrong, and if we do this way, that'll help the car handle differently. And so I think it's a good relationship that way, that we can talk back and forth and kind of communicate that way.
Do you think you're still getting better as a driver? Like, are you a better driver now than you were 4 years ago?
I think so. I do. I think I'm yet to see my prime, hopefully, and crest that top. And I'll probably start thinking retirement once I crest that top.
What do you do? Is it just like little things in the car, little things in your own driver toolkit that you think that you're better at now?
I think you always learn through any experience. Any losing experience that you have, you figure out how to not allow that experience to happen again. And in your good situations as well, when you are winning, then you're thinking about how did I do that? What did I do to overcome the loss and make it a win? And I've been through a lot of those situations. That's just experience. And so I think you continue to grow and evolve, and especially the way the cars drive and change and your competitors change as well too. That way you've always got to be – it's always a moving target, so you always got to be ready.
And you think you'll know when you hit that peak and crest that top?
Has Jimmy gotten there yet? I don't know. I hope not. But that's to be argued later on down the road. I don't know if you ever really know. You know, it may be 3-4 years after you crest that then you're like, man, I'm on a downhill here, you know, and you hope to never really have that thought. But, you know, right now I feel pretty good about things.
In July, you said Martin Truex was a huge asset to you guys as far as team briefings and et cetera. How's the dynamic going to change once he's under the roof at Joe Gibbs Racing? Because you've been the alpha dog for so long over there. I mean, Hamlin's had his, you know, hot spots, but you've pretty much carried that place.
Yeah, I don't think – can I use that line? I'm up for a renegotiation soon. I don't think it's going to change much. You know, I think that Martin and Cole are very good at what they do, and they're phenomenal competitors, and they've also been awesome teammates. They've been in all of our team meetings. Cole's always on the phone. Martin's either on the phone or he's in there with us. So I don't see a whole lot really changing there. I think it's just going to kind of clean up that relationship and that way of them working out of our shop and just being, you know, more in tune with what we've got going on a day-to-day.
You talked about how Harvick had a great season. Does the Harvick penalty impact your perception of them at all, and or increase motivation? Not that possibly more motivation, but does it add anything to your mentality?
I think the only thing you kind of look at there, like the first question across my mind was how long? You know, how long's that been going on? What else are they doing? You know, things like that. So, those are kind of the only things, but besides that, you know, there's the lines that Pedelli used where there's probably not a car in his garage area that's legal, right? So I think it's just a matter of how you interpret the rules sometimes and what everybody's doing to try to push those and push those envelopes. And if you're not pushing, you're not trying.
But the rules are kind of set by the way NASCAR inspects and not necessarily the rules.
I would disagree.
Okay.
I think that there's rules in the rule book that are made for a reason, and then there's the way that the inspection process happens, and people always work and try to figure out ways of being able to work around that every chance they get. There's people that study the inspection process and how to get around the inspection process and make their stuff better that way. Sure.
What's this week been for Samantha? Did you think that Brexton's maybe old enough to recognize the difference of how big a championship would be for you rather than just a normal race win?
I don't know that Brexton kind of gets it yet. I know he knows we're going to the racetrack again. We've told him we're going to race for a championship, and he's saying the word championship, you know, so I think he gets it. But overall, you know, I don't know that he'll see the difference in it being another race, just maybe the meaning afterwards, have it happen that way. But Samantha, you know, she's normal as can be with hopefully a pregnant woman. So it's all just kind of continuing to move along. You know, she's been very supportive and helping me and giving me a little bit more space this week with just the things that I've kind of had to do and need to do in order to prepare and get ready.
Kyle, is there anything during your 2015 season that you learned at Homestead that maybe you can apply again this weekend, or maybe something that you said, man, I don't need to do that again, that you can apply this weekend?
Man, 15 just... it just kind of all happened, you know. We were a good car, fast car, and did everything normal and right, and it just kind of worked out for us, you know. I wouldn't say we were flashy. We didn't do anything crazy. Carl in 16 was stupid fast and had the best car, and just things didn't work out for him. Obviously, last year we were the fastest car, and those guys tried a different pit strategy. We didn't follow suit in that, and the caution just didn't fall our way, you know, so we got behind. So I don't think you can necessarily take – any year exactly and relive it and think it's going to come out in the exact same way. You just have to have every, you got to be ready for every situation that comes at you. I don't know, man. It's just, if I knew that, I'd already be done. We wouldn't be talking about it beforehand. We'd be talking about it afterhand, how I did it. So it's just, again, it's just a matter of sometimes you got to let the game play out and come to you.
The racing has been good this year, but it's been marred by some crazy off the track stories, and you have big changes coming next year. How confident are you in the direction of the sport and in the leadership of the sport?
we're focused on this weekend right now. You know, we got to race for a championship, so I'm not worried about anything else.
Kyle, with the race starting earlier than it did last year, is that going to play in your guys' hands on Sunday, or the crew chief's hands, and will it be, play a effect in the handle?
I'm sure, yeah, it definitely will. Is it 30 minutes up?
Yeah, 30 minutes, 45.
Yeah, so, you know, that's certainly going to play a different role in just how the beginning of the race plays and how the time in which you have on a hotter racetrack with the sun still being out, things like that. So, you know, the the more important time of the race coming down to where the sun's coming down, you know, that's kind of difficult, especially if you start getting restarts, a lot of restarts in that time frame of day that you can't really see. So if something happens, obviously it's hard to react quick enough.
We've come a long way since the first of the season and all the emphasis on the young guns then. Is it any surprise to you that the four guys in the championship four all have 10 years in Guthrie?
I wouldn't say that that's a surprise, no. I mean, you saw through Phoenix, it could have been anybody like an Almirola or a Chase or a Kurt or somebody like that, you know. And obviously Kurt would have been another experienced guy, but, you know, everybody's always had their different chances and their different things that have come through the playoffs for them. But it's also just about now with playoff points, stages continuing to carry on through each round of the playoffs, that it's how your season goes, you know. So you've got to have an entirety of a season, which is good for the way we race and what's been happening for us the last 4 years.
You mentioned learning the rule around the rule book and things like that. Does Adam do that, and do you expect Adam to do that so that he can, you know, get the best advantage for the car?
I expect Joe Gibbs to do that. I expect Adam to do that. I expect our lead engineer to do that. I expect our guys in the shop to do that. I expect me to do that. Absolutely. Everybody's got to figure out what they can do to make our program the best they can be.
Where will you be tomorrow night?
I don't know. What's tomorrow night?
Truck Series Championship with Noah.
Oh. I don't know yet. I haven't decided whether it's pit box or up on the roof. I'll figure it out.
You're going to watch them, though? You're
gonna... Yeah.
Have you seen a driver of Bell's caliber come along? And, I mean, I would say he's probably the most talented driver I've seen come along since you. I mean, can you speak to what you think his potential is in this sport?
I think Bell has a lot of potential. I think he's also worked with really good people as well, too. You know, being with KBM, being with Baxter, and then being with Rudy, and then being at Joe Gibbs Racing in the Xfinity Series with Jason Radcliffe. Jason, we're lucky to have kept Jason. He's a cup-level guy. There's no question about that. And so for him to stick it out with Joe Gibbs Racing, to go back to the Xfinity Series to work with Christopher Bell, I hope that reaps the benefits that it should, that he gets to move back up to cup with Christopher. So, you know, that he has the whole situation, and he's obviously done a great job with it. There's no question about that. He's definitely talented. I've seen him race late models and have gone to those when I was hurt in 2015. And, you know, he is a lot of fun to watch behind the wheel as well, too. So he's getting it right now, and, you know, I wish him the best this weekend. I hope he brings it home.
Anyway, this is the 16th year, Kyle, with the current track surface at Homestead. You've raced in the vast majority of those races. Obviously, now it's mainly run up against the wall because that's the highest bank and fast you can go. What do you need to be able to actually pass people, say, 25 laps or so in a row?
I mean, when you get into the run that far and you get lap traffic kind of messing up the top and other guys have to go to the bottom or the middle or wherever, that's when the track really starts to show its character that you can move around it. You know, when you have slow guys running around the top of the racetrack, you've got to go somewhere else. You can't get stuck behind them. So that's what makes that place fun. You know, the challenging times of that race are like last year, the final run of the race when I ran Truex down and he was at the top and I needed to kind of to run the top and I couldn't run the bottom anymore. It was too late in the day to run the bottom. And that in that time of the race, the lap cars don't give you any more of a fit. They just roll over and get out of the way. So you have your lane the whole time. You never have to come off of that top anymore. So that's when it starts to get difficult and becomes kind of one lane-ish and you're not able to make the moves you want to make. I think it gives, by the time the end of the race still comes around, it's still going to be dark out. It's still going to trend its way to the top.
Given how crippling a speeding penalty would be and was last weekend too, do you guys back up the tolerance at all, or is it harder towards tolerance for this race?
You definitely back up your tolerance some. You'd give yourself a little bit more leeway there. The 6 feet, 4 feet, whatever you're going to gain on pit road isn't worth it in the end in order to have to lose 16 spots, whatever it's going to be to go. Actually, you lose the whole field because you're a penalty car, so you go to the back all the way. So, yeah, you'll back up your stuff a little bit.
Truex said he wouldn't because he couldn't afford to lose two or three spots. Is that confidence you have in your car maybe compared to the other guys?
I think that's just the confidence that you have in your car, your rolling time ability, and your pit crew as well, too. I think depending on how you build your mindset, it could be the most difficult race or it can be the easiest race, you know, and what all kind of happens and goes down. So sometimes you get done with a race and you're like, man, that was easy. That wasn't hard at all. And then other times you win the race. And it's like, that was the hardest fought thing I think I've ever done, you know. So it's just a matter of how it all plays out and what happens.
Like in a late race situation like this, like does your heart pound as much as you've been through?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, last year in the situation between myself and Truex, yeah, like you're, I wouldn't say you're nervous, but you know, you're just feeling everything and pushing everything, so you're tensed up a lot more than what you would probably normally be. Just trying to not mess up and hit every single mark exactly perfect, and sometimes that's. I go faster in those situations, and sometimes I go slower in those situations. So you've always just got to try to keep a level head and a frame of mind of being able to go out there and just focus on the job and the task at hand.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.